time with you. Says she's working late and it's always the same excuse. Took the keys to your whip, said I'll be right back, don't trip. Left you home with the kids, changing diapers and shit, what a twist.
Could you stand inside?
What if a woman
was just like you?
What if a woman was just like you? What if she got her ass out there and got her a second job? What if she paid some of this damn rent? What if she paid for some of these dates? What if? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as King Flex, also known as Tariq Nasheed, Hot Poppy, Ding-a-ling Rames, Denzel Sausageton. Whatever you want to call me, I'm here, ready to chop up game with all my good players. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessonsRadio.com. That's where you can get the all-new pay-per-view special, The Real Egypt. The Real Egypt pay-per-view special is available right now, people, and I'm telling you, the special is great. It's a documentary. It's an hour-long documentary. I'm in Egypt. I'm breaking the game down, talking about a lot of good historical stuff. If you want to learn what the Egyptians really look like, check that out. If you want to learn the correlation between the ancient Egyptians, the Moors, and the Masons, because I get deep into that, check it out. It's real good game, people. The Real Egypt at MacLessons.com. Lot of good game, lot of good pictures, lot of good footage, lot of footage that you have never seen before. Very good game. This is a must-have for all my historian and my learned players out there. Also, don't forget to check out TariqElite.com to get the Tariq Elite aviators and designer sunglasses. Get your fall game up and running with the Tariq Elite aviator glasses. It's real gravy, real fly. And y'all, you can still get the Tariq Elite Live in New York DVD. That's at MacLessons.com. I have the Atlanta DVD coming soon. We're still editing that. I know a lot of folks have been asking about that, and that's going to be coming soon. Now let me throw on some Mac and music so I can spit some hot fire. There we go. Now what I want to do right now, I'm going to take a couple of calls. I haven't taken calls in a minute. And I'm also going to read an email from one of the listeners. I haven't read an email from a listener in a while. So let me knock that out. I got an email from a player on Facebook, and for all my players and playettes out there, if you do not have my Facebook page, my Facebook is facebook.com/Tariq Elite. So I want you to go add me on Facebook right now. Also, add me on Twitter. All of you should have me on Twitter as well. Twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. TariqNasheed. Add me on Twitter right now, because I chop up game on Twitter and Facebook all the time. So if you want to send questions, that's the best way to send them. So anyway, I get this email from this brother. I'm going to say his name because the brother's cool. I don't think he's too embarrassed about the question he asked. The brother's name is Maurice, and he's a good buddy on Facebook. He chops up game with the players. So brother Maurice sent me an email. He said, Tariq, I have an embarrassing question. I'm mad that I don't even know the answer to this. See, I have this girl and she's a real cool person to talk to. Now, all of a sudden, she starts wanting to do video chats and stuff like that. She starts sending me naked pictures and stuff, and now she wants me to get naked. Now, I'm not really trying to do all that, but I notice that she's kind of acting funny style. She thinks that I'm being selfish or stingy to her. Now, how can I not take naked pictures and still be cool with her, because I can tell she's starting to get a little mad. Outside of that, she's cool as hell. Also, I heard that women like this, those be the freaks. But I don't feel like doing no nude shit, so what should I do? So, my advice to Maurice and any players in a situation like this, number one, don't ever let no female talk you into doing no moist shit. That's very moist to be on the internet showing your dick and balls and booty hole. And a lot of y'all niggas be getting into that shit. You doing video chats with women and you appear in a mirror with your balls cupped up taking a damn digital camera shot. Cut that bullshit out. We put a cat on blast for doing that, because it's this cat who was on the United Players of America message board. He was fucking around and somebody ended up getting into his photo account and we found naked pictures of this nigga's ding-a-ling that he was sending to women. So that's a very un-Mackish thing to do, man. A true to the game Mac, you're not showing your genitalia online. You're going to keep it real player. That's some shit that real players don't do. All that overt sexual innuendo shit. Innuendo, because see, a lot of women will use that to their advantage, because if something goes bad, she has something to hang over your head. You don't want to be in a situation with a woman and things go sour and she got pictures of your goddamn booty hole. Women will use that stuff against you. The women out here now, man, we got cat stats and the super heads and these women out here trying to gather as much information to try to come up on something. So don't give these women any kind of ammo. Fellas, do not take no naked pictures of yourself and send them to women. Don't be on video chats beating yourself off to women. That's some corny, un-Mackish shit. That's borderline trick shit, truth be told. And also, my man Maurice made another comment. He was like, the women like that, they are the freaks. And that's another misconception. That's another misconception I want you players to not fall for. Whenever women talk all this sexual stuff and they want to phone sex and they want to do video sex and y'all playing with each other on the internet and all that shit, you have to understand the difference between a freak and a tease. See, women like that, those women are teases. Tease, women who tease and all that, they love talking about what they're going to do. And they like to say little slick shit because they know that it will get a lot of dudes aroused. You'll have a conversation with them and they'll be like, oh yeah, I just shaved today. Yeah, I just shaved. I haven't shaved in so long. I had to shave myself. I'm in the mirror looking at my breasts right now. Do you think I should get some breast implants? How do you like my nipples? They'll say little subtle shit like that. Well, not so subtle, but they'll say stuff like that to kind of get guys riled up. Women like that, they ain't gonna do shit. All they're gonna do is talk. They talk all that sexual stuff, but when it comes down to hitting it, all of a sudden they flip the script. They're like, oh, well, I just look at you as a friend. After they done got you all riled up with the sexual innuendo. That goes back to the old saying, talkers never do, doers never talk. The women who are quiet, the women who are acting square, those are the ones that are the freaks. Those are the ones that's going to put in work. So don't fall for the teases, fellas. Always understand the difference between a freak and a tease. Now, let me get into a couple of calls real quick. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Let's see who's on the phone. What's cracking, player? What's on your mind?
What's up? This is DeJuan from Columbus.
What's up, DeJuan?
On my mind, a lot of different issues, man. Why so many hyena-ass niggas that have to run in packs led by these women, letting them dictate the decisions that they make for their households? I've been trying to get these niggas on this game, man, because it changed my life. You know,
real talk.
The game that you spit. And, you know, these niggas just won't soak it up. You know, they see the success that I'm having. And they see how my chick is, you know, I hate to call her well-trained, but she knows the rules.
Real talk.
And, you know, and these niggas, you know, they let their chicks loud talk them and talk crazy to them.
You know
I
what?
I was listening to that.
A lot of these dudes, man, a lot of these dudes have Oedipus complexes, man. A lot of these guys have mommy complexes. They want a woman to be like their mom. These dudes are scared to be leaders. they're so happy to be getting some ass on a regular basis. They don't want to jeopardize it. And this has created a bunch of pussy-ass dudes out here in the game. So I feel what you're saying 100%. Now, what else is happening with your situation?
Man, it was, you know, I was in the situation. I wanted to actually talk to you about it, man. It was, you know, I was recently divorced. I got divorced about a year ago, but I had a darn that nobody wanted me to let her go work it out, but she was useless.
Right.
She was almost like China. You know, you can't really serve people food on your China that you keep nice, that you keep up.
Exactly.
You know, she's not durable. She can't follow no directions. And, you know, people's like, nah, don't get rid of her. You know, I got this chick now. She, you know, she's straight. But as far as, you know, when my dudes come over and they see the house always clean, you know, if you want a plate, you know, she'll get it. And just, you know, I live a really good family life and we're both happy. It's not like she's my slave, but
exactly,
just the fact that I give her that seed of, you know, knowledge and guidance and leadership, she really appreciates.
That's real talk.
Because a lot of these females are lost out here. You know, you talk to them, their conversation is just terrible.
Exactly.
You know, and like, what is on your mind?
And I blame that on a lot of these dudes out here, man. These dudes aren't elevating these women, man. These dudes sit around and they engage in this BS conversation with these women. These niggas gossip with these women. They don't step their game up. But anyway, man, let me get these other calls. Thanks for the call, player.
For sure.
Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up, player? Who's calling?
It's your boy Marquise from East Hartford, Connecticut.
What's up, Marquise from East Hartford? How you doing today, player?
Man, flex, man. You know, I'm in college, right?
Right.
And I want to spit at all these girls, but my boys, they like to disrespect me, and I wanted to know, how could you tell your boys stop disrespecting you, or maybe it's me that I'm giving off an air of disrespect to people or something like that.
Now, how are your boys disrespecting you? What are they doing exactly?
Well, you know, you be around, and they be like, you know, man, you ain't gonna get no, man. Stop spitting the hair or something like that. You know, the slick things they do while talking to a female.
Yeah. So what you got to do, man, you got to talk to those dudes beforehand. Because I've had cats like that back in the day. They'll try to do something slick or say something slick. And I actually got in a fight with one of the homies years ago because I'd be talking to women. This nigga get drunk and be like, yeah, you think you're going to take that home and hit it? And I'm like, okay, man,
yeah.
When I get outside, I'm about to dust your ass off, nigga. So you got to really get on a nigga like that. Yo, man, don't disrespect, or just don't hang with them, man. If they just adamant about disrespecting you, you got to learn how to roll solo sometimes, man. Sometimes it's best to roll with no homies instead of slow homies. Niggas who's going to slow your game up, man, because you don't need no anchors in your game. You need to be able to float. You need team players. You need cats that's going to be on the same team, because women, they work as a team when they go out. Women don't play that disrespectful shit with one another, or they'll stop hanging with each other altogether. So you got to really be on the same team with your partners. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, player.
Thanks.
All right. Now let's get into some game. Now today's topic, I want to talk about relationship war vets. That's today's topic. I'm going to be talking about relationship war vets. People who have real crazy baggage when they get into relationships. Now this concept is applicable to men and women, because a lot of men, they become relationship war vets. Women more so, but a lot of men fall into that category too. See, the problem is a lot of people don't know when they should not be dating. In many situations, you don't need to be getting into a relationship. Sometimes when we get out of a bad situation, we kind of need to sit back and chill and just reassess ourselves. We just need to get a real assessment of our lives. We need to figure out what we want to do. We need to figure out where we went wrong. We need to really check ourselves and heal ourselves mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically. Because a problem a lot of people have, they get back into the dating game too quickly. When you get out of a bad situation and you don't really heal yourself and you jump into another situation, that only accumulates more baggage. And so many people in the dating game, they jump from relationship to relationship to relationship, and they just have nothing but baggage, and they become war vets. And all they do is project all that negative energy that they've accumulated onto other people they date. So you don't want to be a relationship war vet. And again, men go through this a lot too. A lot of men, when you date and you get out of a relationship, because I talk to a lot of guys who don't know how to get back into the recovery stage. A lot of guys get into a funk or depression, or they'll lose a lot of confidence when they get out of a relationship. And they go out in the dating game too quickly, and they have an air of desperation. And women can they can sense and smell that desperation, man. Women can smell it. Women can taste it on you, because you wear that shit like a badge, whether you know it or not. You can front like you have a lot of confidence, but if you have insecurities, women are going to pick up on that. So a lot of times, man, you don't need to be into the dating game. You need to get your mind right before you step back out there. You're going to act extra thirsty. A lot of times guys get into the dating game too soon after a breakup. They lower their standards. They start allowing certain behavior from women that they normally wouldn't allow. You let women talk to you any kind of way. You start cupcaking. You start doing a little bit too much simping. You're doing stuff that you know you wouldn't normally do, but you're feeling so desperate, you'll accept anything from certain women because that insecurity. So again, you need time to heal in many cases. Sometimes you don't have to be in a relationship. To be a Mac or to be a player is to know when to step away from the game for a minute and go back into training. Just like sports. If you're an athlete and you get a bad injury, you don't run your ass back out there on the field. That's going to make the injury worse. You keep trying to play with that bad knee, it just makes the injury worse. So you need to take a few weeks off the game, get your legs right, get your arms right, get your game right, and then get back into the arena when you're strong and when you got your strength up. Now, for women, it's a whole different thing. Let me talk to all the ladies out there, because a lot of my ladies out there, they've been telling me, Tariq, you need to have some game for us. And y'all know, if you listen to the show, many cases I have the Mackin' for Women Week. I have the Mackin' for Women Month. But I'm chopping up some game for the women today, and I want you women to listen very closely, and my players too. A lot of y'all women out here, y'all really don't know when to stop dating, especially sisters. I'm not beating y'all up, but sisters, y'all really don't know when to stay y'all asses out the club. A lot of times, y'all be going through some crazy shit, and y'all still out there trying to campaign for niggas. Sometimes you need to sit your ass down and relax. And fellas know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, fellas, you know, you going out with women and these women have so much crazy baggage and they're trying to drag you into their crazy ass situation. And you just make it worse for everybody. Y'all just fucking up lives with your baggage, women. You're becoming war vets. You're relationship war vets. I had a situation one time years ago. This is when I would go on movie dates with girls that I had just met. I don't do that shit no more. If you listen to the show, I've talked about why I haven't, but that's something I do not do. I don't go on movie dates with girls I just met. If I just met you, we're going to have to kick it first, then we'll date after I get to know your ass. And I suggest that to all my players out there. Stop dating these girls on some old school chivalry shit, taking them to the movies and taking them out to dinner and drinking a milkshake with their asses and you don't know them. Get to know them first, then do all that old bullshit. Because it's a whole new day and age. You got to get to know a motherfucker before you do all this kicking it with them like that. But I digress. But like I said, man, years ago, met this young lady. I met her. Where did I meet this girl? Because this was years ago. I met her. Where in the hell did I meet this girl? I think I probably met her at the club. I think I met her at a club or a bar somewhere in Hollywood. Yeah, I did meet her at a club. I met her at a club. So anyway, I meet her and we agree to go out the next day. We agree to go out on a movie date. So I pick her up. And we go to the movies. So me and this young lady, we're in the movies and we're chilling. I'm watching the movie and I look over at her and she's sitting on the edge of her seat. Now, this wasn't a scary movie or nothing, but she's sitting on the edge of her seat. And I'm like, what the fuck is this girl doing sitting on the edge of her seat? I'm like, are you all right? Why are you sitting on the edge of your seat? Why don't you sit back and relax? She was like, no, I'm fine. And I'm like, damn, is this broad uncomfortable with me? What's the deal? I said, why don't you making me uncomfortable by you sitting like this? Why don't you sit back in your seat? Are you uncomfortable being here? She said, no, you cool. No, I'm feeling you. You cool. But, you know, I'm cool. I just need to sit like this. So now I'm like, damn the movie. What the hell is going on with this chick? I said, why do you need to sit like that? Well, she said, well, you know, my back is a little messed up. I'm like, well, damn, your back is messed up. What's going on with your back where you can't sit down comfortably? So reluctantly, she told me what the deal was. She was like, well, my back is real messed up because about a week ago, my ex-boyfriend kicked me down a flight of stairs. I was like, damn. Couldn't you have told me this right when I met your ass? And how about not going out dating if niggas are kicking you down fucking stairs? Why don't you just work that shit out, right? So I abruptly took her home and just charged her to the game. But see, y'all women, y'all be dating dudes and you be having that kind of baggage. Y'all be straight up war veterans and dudes can't even date you because of your crazy baggage. That was another girl. I'm trying to be courteous. We're walking. We're going out. We're kicking it. And I'm trying to get to know her. And I open up a door for her. And I kind of put my arm on her shoulder so she can walk in front of me. And then she stops. She's like, ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. I said, what? What did I do? I just opened the door and just let you walk in. No, don't. Don't touch my shoulder. I get tripped out when people touch my shoulder. What the now I'm like, oh shit. Okay, well, why are you tripping out because I touched your shoulder? You know, no, it's nothing personal, but about 3 months ago, this dude I was dating drug me down the street by my shoulder blades, and I just get real trippy about that. I said, okay, let me take your goddamn ass back home. Straight up war vets, man. So women go, fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. Every player out here, if you have dated frequently, you've dated one of these relationship war vets. You know these kind of females. You're like, hey, baby, come on, get in the car. Oh, what kind of car is that? That's a Lexus. Oh, I can't get no Lexus. Somebody threw me in the trunk of a Lexus. I can't do that. Who wants to date that? Women, y'all have to take care of your baggage. Don't nobody want to deal with no relationship war vet. You dating a woman, you're like, hey, babe, I'm trying to decide what outfit to wear. Should I wear the blue outfit or should I wear the gray one? I don't know because about 6 years ago, I got knocked unconscious and now I'm colorblind, so I can't see colors. I'm like, okay, get your ass on somewhere. But a lot of y'all women, y'all be having this crazy ass baggage and then you get mad at us for not wanting to date you because of your baggage. A lot of men, especially men who have themselves together, we don't want no relationship war vet. We don't want to have to deal with that, women. And women have this thing, especially sisters, like it's a badge of honor to go through trials and tribulations in relationships. A lot of women, y'all seek out crazy ass relationships so you can look at it as something that you survived. You understand that? A lot of women, y'all subconsciously look for these fucked up relationships so you can sit around and tell war stories. Like, girl, I got jumped on when I was 17 years old. Girl, I got jumped on 3 times by 3 different niggas. I mean, y'all just bragging about raggedy ass relationships, but that doesn't translate into a progressive relationship with a new dude who has himself together. Don't be afraid to have your shit right. All my players know what I'm talking about. These women with all this crazy baggage and they try to act like their baggage is normal. How many of you guys have heard this? You met a girl, You're like, babe, you got a man? No, I ain't got no man. No, me and my ex broke up. We broke up, but we're still living together, though, because, you know, our name is on the lease, so we're still living together just until the lease run out. Have you guys heard that bullshit? Every player out there has heard that from somebody at one point. I've heard that a few times. Those shits do not turn out well. But again, ladies, you gotta know when to not date. Sometimes you don't need to be dating. Fellas, too, sometimes there's a time not to date. Sometimes you need to sit your ass down and chill and just reassess yourself. Man, one time, you know what? Back in 2000, I had another situation. I'm telling y'all all my business, but we're all family, so I don't mind doing that. But around year 2000, let me set the mood. Let me play some music from year 2000. So anyway, I was bumping some Donnell Jones at the club. They were bumping Donnell Jones. So I'm at this club. I walk in this club in Beverly Hills. Back in 2000, it was a club called The Gate. This song right here is bumping. The vibe is Mac-ish. I'm looking real fly. I got the leather suit on. I got the leather pants. I got the leather coat. Y'all know, not the tight Eddie Murphy leather. I'm talking about that loose Jodeci type leather that Cass was rocking around 1999, 2000. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I had the little jewels glistening. I was smelling like Cool Water cologne. That's what all the players was rocking back in 2000. The game was fly. I walk up in the club. The women are cooperating. And I see this one young lady. She's fine as hell. We catch each other's eye. I'm macking to a bunch of other women, but I see this one and she's fly as hell. The vibe is heavy. She's choosing. We sit down. My partners are with me. My partner's a spitting game at her home girl, so the vibe is just perfect. No cock blocking. The whole team is on point. The game is working. Everybody's in unison. And that's what I was trying to say to the player earlier about all your players being on the same team, everybody being on point. That night, everybody was on point. Perfect night for Mackin. Everybody was on point. So anyway, I'm chopping up game with this young lady. I'm not going to say her name. She was fly. As a matter of fact, she had on her leather outfit. We were damn near matching that night. It was metaphysical. We just vibed. And this motherfucker was fine. This chick looked like a younger version of Lisa Ray. Same face, same skin tone, same hair. She had the little ponytail, little red bone, but she had more ass than Lisa Ray. Just imagine a young Lisa Ray with a fatter ass. That's what she looked like. So we're chilling and the sexual chemistry is there. She's feeling me, I'm feeling her, and I mean the chemistry is there. We almost got busy in the bathroom of the club. That's how deep the chemistry was. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, look, we need to get on up out of here and go ahead and hit the spot. So we get on up to my spot. We go to the crib. And things get real heated. Now, even though things got very heated, I did not hit it. I didn't hit it, but she did get her scat on. It was a lot of Ella Fitzgerald action going on up in the bedroom. Do you feel what I'm coming from? It was a lot of this going on. It was a lot of scatting going on. And I was cool with that because this chick was a dime. Let me put my Mackin music back on. So like I said, she's getting her scat on. I enjoy it. We're vibing. I like this chick. She likes me. For the next 2 weeks, she comes over to the crib every day getting her scat on. But I never hit it. But she is scatting. she's scatting up a storm, and I'm not complaining. Now, I do want to hit it, but she keeps kind of postponing it, putting it off. But the mouth was amazing, so I'm cool with the mouth for the time being. I'm cool with it. I'm damn near about to get sprung off the mouse. The mouth and the scatting had a nigga wide open. I'm going to be straight up and down. The mouth and the scatting had me wide the fuck open. When the woman wasn't around, shit, I would look at her picture and I'd be singing Minnie Riperton. I'd be on some shit like this.
Loving you.
She had me like this.
Easy, 'cause you're beautiful.
I'd be waiting on her ass.
Making love with you.
Just like this right here.
Is all I wanna do.
I'd be looking out the window waiting on her to show up. I'm like, what time does she get off work?
Everything that I do is out of loving you.
I take a bath 2 times a day waiting on her. Looking at her picture. Then I hit the high note. But anyway, you get the point. I digress. But the point is, I was waiting on this chick. Every day she came over to the crib, it was popping, the vibe was real fly. I liked her. She would come up with different ways to scat. She would be very creative with her oral skills. She would want to do it in different rooms, but I never hit it. She was very creative with the scat, and she was like, let's do it on the bathroom, let's do it in the tub. Let me scat in the living room. She did all types of oral sex tricks, and it was cool. I wasn't complaining, but after a while, you know, a motherfucker do want to go ahead and dip off into the pink whale. So I did want to dip, so I campaigned a little bit. I said, okay, let's go ahead and do this. She was like, well, no. We need to wait about another week before we do that. Okay, so before I could think, she started scatting again. Before I can even think about what the hell she's talking about, it was like, so she hurry up and got my mind off of sex. She's like, let me just handle this nigga with my mouth so he won't, you know, trip. So now I'm getting a little suspicious. Now my spider senses are tingling. I want to know how come we have to wait another week before I can hit that. I want to know what the deal is. Okay, I'm like, she can't be on her period because that would be 3 weeks. Ain't nobody on their damn period for 3 weeks, so that ain't it. So what the hell is going on? It can't be because of no religious reasons that she's saved, because the way she's sucking dick, this woman ain't nobody's Christian at all. This girl sucked dick like a heathen. So it ain't got nothing to do with Christ. I know that. She ain't saved. So what the hell is going on? Why does this woman have to wait before we can have full-blown relations? So she come over to the crib ready to do another session of her scatting. I'm like, wait. Let's hold off on the scatting for a minute. What's going on with you? Let's just chop up game. Let me know what's happening with you. So I wanted to go ahead and get to the root of what was happening. I wanted to, you know, just break this shit down on some man-woman shit. So eventually, she broke down and told me what the deal was. She was like, well, look, this is what's up. About 3 days before I met you, I had an abortion because I just broke up with my ex. I'm like, God damn. Now that throws my whole thing off. Now I don't want to hit it. I don't want no abortion ass. And I'm thinking, babe, damn, if you just got a damn abortion and you just broke up with a nigga, don't be up at the club. Go sit down and heal. Don't be out in the street sucking dick 6 ways till Sunday. God damn, relax, women. And a lot of y'all women date like that. Now, I know that's an extreme example. But a lot of you women be getting down like that. You have all types of crazy medical shit going on. You done had an abortion. You're pregnant and you're still out at the goddamn club doing the Dougie. Relax your ass. because that's going to make you a relationship war vet. Dudes don't want to deal with all that shit. We don't want to deal with women with all those battle scars. Do you feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Ali. I'm going to go back out on the road pretty soon. I'm hitting up Dallas. I'm hitting up Detroit. I'm hitting up Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to do Miami. Y'all hit me up at info@tariqelite.com for tour and lecture information. If you guys want me to come to your schools, because I know school is starting, you guys want me to come to your universities, hit me up at info@tariqelite.com. Let's make it happen, because the game needs to be spread. I'm out here on a mission. There's a lot of moist activity going on out here, y'all. We got to keep the game strong. Don't forget, people, the pay-per-view special, The Real Egypt. Get it now. It's a very good game, I promise you. Very good game. You know all my pay-per-view specials are on point. So go get The Real Egypt. Real good game. Holla.